Life after Scandal, Billy Bush begins again. Nearly 3 years after a bombshell tape almost ended his career, the veteran TV host has a new show and a new outlook on life. Billy Bush is excited. He gestures animatedly, frequently jumping up from his seat, as he describes his new venture as the host and producer of Extra Extra, a revitalized entertainment news show that will replace the syndicated program Extra. "I'm ready for this," says the veteran anchor. "This is the next step." It was just more than 2 years ago when the former Access Hollywood anchor, beloved for his lighthearted approach to interviews, was in the depths of despair after an old tape filmed in 2005 in which Bush laughed as the apprentice host Donald Trump made lewd comments and bragged about groping women was leaked. Bush promptly lost his job as Today Show co-host and struggled to come to terms with his upended life. "I fell completely apart," Bush admits, "but a good wallop on the side of the head changes you, and I'm a better version of the man I was." Now, Bush is back, returning with new approach to the genre that made him a household name. He's the managing editor and host of Extra Extra, which will premiere this fall on Fox. "It isn't like anything you've seen before. The show is getting a major facelift," vows Bush of the fresh iteration, which will offer a deep dive into current topics, including entertainment, sports, and politics. The version of Extra with host Mario Lopez will end after the current season. Despite the shock of his career derailment, Bush says he's come to be grateful for the fallout, using his forced hiatus as a time of self-reflection. "I was going in my own lane, and maybe I needed to turn," he says. "I might have been a little too into my world, and I don't care about that much anymore." But the adjustment wasn't painless. "I've been through resentment, anger, and being inconsolable," Bush admits. The irony is glaring about where Donald Trump ended up and where I ended up. "He has the number one job in the world, and he's the guy who did all the talking. But I realize that nobody goes unscathed in life." Taking time to let the dust settle was a move Bush partly credits to his first cousin, President George W. Bush. "W. called me 3 days after I got fired," says Bush. "I asked him, 'What do? I need to fight.' And he said, 'No, it isn't worth it. You have an opportunity here to just live and accept the fact that you're not extraordinary. It's going to be fine.' And he was right." Instead, Bush realized, "Nobody likes a victim, and I'm not a victim. It was a bad moment, and I was in it. I went a little too far, and I know that. But one moment doesn't have to define your life." As he adapted to the career changes, Bush, 47, also eventually learned to navigate the new relationship with his estranged wife, Sydney, from whom he separated in 2017 after nearly 20 years of marriage. "Our situation is very, very amicable," says Bush of Sydney, who is also 47, with whom he shares daughters Josie, Mary, and Lily, who are 20, 18, and 14. "My relationship with her is the most important, and her considerations and needs will always come first for me." Bush has also gotten closer to his three children. "That has been the best thing," says Bush. "I was forced to slow down. It's fascinating to watch them become women. The split also taught Bush to become more self-aware. I was terrible at being alone," he says, "but I've learned to sit with myself. I'm deeper in faith. I do meditative reading every morning. I'm happy." And he's primed for a fresh start, though Bush balks at the notion that this is a comeback. "People can call it what they want," he says, "but to me, it's returning to my natural habitat, armed with a few tools I didn't have before." "The last 2.5 years have been major," he adds. "I once wondered if the changes needed that major a catalyst. Maybe they did. We all need to be able to evolve as we grow."